too. Come on, everyone, said Leland Mike Erickson. His gaze wandered around the classroom, landing on each face and catching every set of eyes for just a moment. Pretend you're in control of your hormones for just 5 more minutes. You've got all summer to be teenagers. There were lots of ways to get their attention, not as many to hold it with vacation looming. He gave them the look. One of the tricks of being a good teacher, he'd learned, was not to overuse the look. Once every other week, tops. Granted, he had a good face for the look. Dark hair, dark eyes, and a thin face with a sharp chin, all on top of a body that could be described as wiry at best, usually just bony. In his first year as a high school teacher, a student told him he looked like Severus Snape. The college years. The look settled most of them down, Tyler kept whispering to Emily, the green-eyed honors student he'd been pursuing in his awkward way since Easter. Mike let them talk. The kid had 3.5 minutes left in the school year to score. One thing you learned this year. He glanced across the young faces. Olivia. She drummed her thin fingers on her textbook.
The fall of the House of Usher is about a guy going insane because his twin sister died.
Died?
Well, he thinks she died, but he really buried her alive.
Good, he said. In the general sense, not that you should all bury your siblings. Half the class chuckled. One boy cleared his throat.
Mr. Erickson, can we go now?
We're trying something different for the last day, Zach. They're going to ring a big bell at the end of the period. What did you learn?
I hate English class.
Great. I'll tell Mrs. Denae to expect you in French next year. Ethan? Ethan was a tall kid, even taller than Mike, who stood at 6 feet. He'd been one of the computer geeks until he beat 3 of the school's track and field records as a freshman. Now there was talk in the teacher's lounge of tempting him to the basketball team next year.
Thoreau wasn't alone out in the woods.
More specific, said Mike. Are you talking about his dog?
No, I mean, he wasn't out in the middle of nowhere. He was, like, a mile from town.
Good. Time for 2 more. Hannah. The brunette cheerleader looked up from her text messages.
The House of Usher is about a guy who...
You just learned that a minute ago. Tell me something else you learned. She glanced at the other students around her and down at her desktop.
Oh, wait. Getting tarred and feathered is really painful and it can kill you.
He nodded. Where'd you get that?
The Hawthorne story, Major Molly something.
My kinsman, Major Molyneux. He tipped his head to her. Very good, Hannah. I didn't think you were paying attention that day. One left. Justin. Justin swept back his shaggy hair.
Mr. Erickson really does have a photographic memory?
Nice. Did you learn anything related to early American literature? At the edge of his sight, the door swung open, letting a bald figure in a gray suit slip into the room. Mike let his eyes dart left long enough to see Reggie Magnus. Reggie smiled and leaned against the wall next to the side blackboard. Mike focused his attention back on his student.
No
pressure, Justin, said Mike. But no one can leave this room until you answer. A groan echoed through the room as the boy grabbed a double handful of hair. Mike pulled a pen from behind his ear. He reached behind himself without looking and dropped it 9 inches into an oversized Nerd Herd coffee cup that sat on the edge of the desk. It clattered against the sides. Come on, he said. 30 seconds and we can all go home for the summer. One thing, just tell me one thing you learned this year. Justin looked up.
Ichabod Crane isn't really the hero of the legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Explain.
He's like the British. You told us that when you said we couldn't just watch the TV show to learn the story. You said that sometimes the bad guy is right there in front of us.
Mike smiled. The bell clanged, and the students lunged up with their all but empty messenger bags and backpacks. Have a good summer, everyone, he said. I'll see you all in 3 months. Some of you in just 2 weeks for summer school. He pointed a finger. Justin, 2 points for you. The teenager's face tried to find a middle ground between a blush and a smirk.
Thank you, Mr. Erickson.
Thank you, Justin. It was a pleasure teaching you. Now get the hell out of here. The last bodies washed out of the classroom and Mike turned his attention to his friend. Reggie had drifted to the back of the room. He was in the downward swing of his latest diet attempt, wearing an older belt and a loose shirt to hide the pounds he'd put on over the past months. He was wearing a dark blazer over the shirt, which meant this visit was somehow business-related. Reggie couldn't talk business without wearing a coat of some kind. Mike cleared his throat. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Sunlight from the window gleamed on Reggie's black scalp. He'd been shaving it since his hair started thinning in college, long before bald was fashionable.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Not too much pressure here?
Nothing I can't handle.
Good.
You know it's trespassing to come on school grounds, right?
So you keep telling me.
Reggie ran his finger along a stack of Norton anthologies.
After donating 2 computer labs, I think I get to count as staff.
Faculty, and it doesn't work that way.
Really?
They've got a firm 3-computer lab rule in our district, Mike said, closing his laptop. Plus, I'm pretty sure it was DARPA that donated the labs, not you.
As far as most of these folks know, I am DARPA.
You sound so cool when you say it like that. Reggie shook his head, then stepped forward and wrapped his arms around Mike.
Jerk.
Mike squeezed back. Loser.
What's up with you?
Mike scooped up an eraser and brushed it back and forth across the chalkboard. Last pop quiz of the year faded to streaks, then to dust. Well, he said, I think I've convinced 3 kids to give high school 1 more year before they drop out. Talked another 5 into taking the AP tests, and I'm the lead to direct the drama club's fall musical.
What are you doing?
I was hoping for The King and I, but it's probably going to be Little Mary Sunshine.
The one about the girl on the road trip with her family?
Completely different. Reggie sighed and shook his head.
God, what a waste.
Hey, it was all we could afford.
I wasn't talking about the play.
Mike tossed the eraser back in the trough. What then?
You know what.
He slid his laptop into his briefcase. If it makes you feel good, we can pretend we haven't had this discussion 12 times and you can tell me again. 2 teachers' edition textbooks he hadn't opened in 8 years followed the laptop into the briefcase.
Do you know what 3 of the smartest people in America are doing right now?
Right at this very moment?
One of them started working with NASA when he was 16,
said Reggie.
One's an autodidact who spends his spare time working on P versus NP, and the last one's hiding from his potential by teaching high school English in a little bumfuck town in Maine.
He picked up the bright red swingline stapler from the desk and tossed it back and forth between his hands.
We both know this isn't who you are. You're better than this. You could be doing so much more.
There are, Mike said, 3 basic problems with your statement.
Enlighten me, please.
Mike held up a finger. There could be lots of smarter people out there who haven't had an IQ test or made their results public. There's also a bunch who've either exaggerated or downplayed their test results. You're making an assumption based on a very limited and somewhat skewed pool of data.
Fair enough. Next point.
A second finger. There's a huge range of possible IQ results depending on the test and the subject. You're assuming I have a high IQ because I did well on 1 test 19 years ago. I could be the biggest idiot on earth who just happens to test well.
I've known you too long.
A third finger. Mike used the hand to gesture at the classroom. I don't think being a high school teacher is a waste of my time or potential. Reggie shook his head.
Let's be honest, you're hiding here.
The 2 fingers on either side dropped away. Fuck you.
You're not my type.
I think college proved you don't have a type past female, and even that's been questioned a few times.
Fuck you.
See?
Asshole. Want to get some dinner?
It's not even 4 o'clock.
I haven't eaten since breakfast.
The last day of school just ended. This is kind of like a holiday. They're having drinks in the teacher's lounge, and then more drinks over in Ogunquit.
You got an old friend in town, they'll understand, especially an old friend who donated 2 computer labs to the school system. They'll probably insist you come out with me.
You're being a jerk.
Yes, it's in my job description. Paragraph 6, subsection 2.
Mike sighed and brushed a last few things into his desk. It looked clean enough.
Who's buying?
Me,
said Reggie.
This is a business trip.
Ah, on the taxpayers, Mike said with a nod. So, really, I'm buying.
Shut up.
Mike picked up his briefcase. Let me go say goodbye to some folks. Maybe have a beer, and then I can get out of here.
Tell me there's somewhere close where we can get a good steak.
Good's a relative term. All that Department of Defense money is probably spoiled on you.
Did I call you a jackass yet?
Mike shook his head. Nope.
Jackass.
It's too late to start kissing up.